good to have you on the airwaves back, Crystal. I know last year was kind of a tough season, and it happens to every high school program. You can have your ups and downs a little bit, but boy, this team's really rebounded well. What, 22-10, getting ready for a Thursday night match. It's been a good group to coach this year, hasn't it?
It has. So again, we talked last year how one of our starting juniors last year, who was our main setter and our main outside hitter, had gone down at UNK last summer when we were at team camp with an ACL injury. And so she was out the entire season. And so it really just threw our team for a loop. And we looked at it last year and we kept telling ourselves that things happen for reasons and that, you know, God puts us in those situations so that we can learn from it. And we said that we, at some point in time, it would be revealed to us as to why we had to go through those struggles. And this year, you know, when faith came back this summer and we just hopped back into it, and it was almost like we hadn't been struggling. And she looked at me at the first camp when we had played so well and we won the camp. And she said, you know, she said, we wouldn't be in this place right now if all of those other girls hadn't got all of the court time last year when I was gone. And so we are very fortunate that we were able to get a lot of those girls that wouldn't have gotten playing time last year, a lot of playing time last year, and they've grown and they've improved. And so we've come back just as strong this year as what we were a couple of years ago.
We got to ask you about the one and only Chloe Weber. How is she doing? Of course, she is going, I do believe, Angelo State, if not mistaken. How is her season going?
So she's doing pretty well. She actually just committed to she verbally committed to West Texas A&M two or three weeks ago. We went down to watch them play Angelo State at their home place so that we could at least get an idea of, you know, what the atmosphere at the box is like. And she was able to go down and she was able to visit the school and do a visit with admissions so that she could go through the nursing program. And so while we were there, she knew that that's where she wanted to be. And, you know, she met Coach Gamble this summer when we were at the McCook Community College camp. And so things just kind of started to roll from there. And she and I went down. He asked her to come down to their prospect camp that was in July, and it just happened to work out. And so she went down for that. So she was able to compete and play against some other top North Texas players. And so she had a big eye opening at that, but she was able to see that she could compete with girls at that level. And so she was competing. She was a junior and she was competing with some of his incoming freshmen and then a bunch of girls that were going to be seniors this year that they were looking at. And so she became his number one 2027 recruit. And when we went back down there for this visit to watch the match, she knew that that's where she wanted to be. So she went ahead and verbally committed. And she's had a pretty good season so far. She had a little bit of struggle at the first couple of weeks because she did get a concussion at our second tournament of the season. So she was out for about a week and a half. And we also had another starter out. And so we took two or three losses in there that normally we probably wouldn't have. But both of those players are back, and we're back to playing strong again. We just have to figure out at times how we are going to finish matches, because we have a lot of big arms and we can jump up on teams early. And then we kind of lose our focus because we are ahead and we struggle to let teams back into it. And sometimes we don't have the ability to overcome that because we can't get that momentum back.
If I could learn to read a Facebook page correctly, yeah, you played Angelo State, but it's West Texas A&M, so my apology. By the way, Coach Gamble, when he was here for the summer, great guy. He was stopped by our radio station. We did a little interview. That guy is the best, just great personality, and sounds like he runs a fantastic program down there.
He is extremely phenomenal. I am so impressed with him. So when he invited Chloe down, he asked if I would come down and help out with the camp also, since I was a high school coach and a club coach. And so I was extremely fortunate, not only as a coach, to be able to go in and learn from him, and his son Kyle also helped out with the camp, but as a parent, it was a huge experience for me with my daughter going through the recruiting process, because I was down on the court with him and his players. And then he also brought in several coaches that he's coached with over the years. Some of them are at other junior colleges. Some of them are at other Division I schools or Division II schools. And the whole time that I was standing there talking to them and watching them, it was very apparent that the things that they do, they got from him. And so the way that he coaches just kind of, it spreads through with his other coaches that he's had an impact on. And one of the things that was really impactful to both Chloe and myself is that his players are there because they love the way that he coaches, and then that's the way that his other coaches are too. And they also have a very strong faith, so they have a great relationship with Christ. And so you can hear from the other coaches with how they bring that into their programs, even though their programs are not obviously a Christian school like we're at for a high school now. They've brought that into their programs, which is a huge part of it. And so to hear those other coaches using things that we talk about as keys for our program here in high school just kind of helps me get a peace of mind as a mom that we're going to be sending her to the right place and she's going to get the support and everything that she needs there.
By the way, Evie Hopkinson, former assistant with Coach Copsa here at MCC, is now on the staff of Coach Gamble. So I need to give her a call sometime. It sounds like I'm sure she's having a ball down there.
She is. So we got to see her this summer when she was down there. And then she took us to a couple of different places when we were down there this fall for that match that my husband didn't get to see because he got to go the second time with us. And so she took us in her vehicle over to go and visit the training facility and to see a couple of the other things. So it was good to talk to her. I know that she misses McCook and it's completely different down there, but she's doing a great job down there. So it's nice to also have someone down there that Chloe's also going to know coming in when she gets there in a couple of years as well.
As far as your current team, you've got some matches still to go for another couple of weeks, and but that postseason's coming up right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, so we actually have been talking to the girls this week about the word urgency because our season goes so fast at the beginning because we have all four of our tournaments that we're allowed to have, and we travel on a couple of weekends to go to other places to East River up here to play. And so we have an extremely, extremely busy first part of the season. So like you said, we're 21-10 or 22-10 right now. So we've played over 30 matches in just this first part of the season. And then starting this week, this is our first week where we don't have a tournament or we don't have to travel somewhere far on the weekend. And so we're to the point now where we only have two dual matches a week going forward. And so we just got done playing Shadron on Tuesday night here. And we travel to Lee Deadwood tonight. And then we have a few Black Hills Conference matches that are left, but we've got a couple of matches next week to the following week, and then we go straight into our postseason play the first weekend of November. And so the way that our postseason works is that we have regions, and so regions are kind of like what you guys have as districts down there. And so there are seven teams in our region, and so the top two teams will come out of our region, and they will go into what's called the SODAC 16. So there are eight regions, and so there are 16 schools that will be left. And the winners of those SODAC 16 matches then are the eight teams that advance to the state tournament, which our state tournament is much later than yours. Ours is actually the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we go a little bit longer than what Nebraska does.
You were recently at the Twin Cities Invite, same tournament that Coach Wayne's had his McCook team, and you had a chance to see McCook and face him on the court, didn't you?
We did. So I've been trying to get us into the Twin Cities Invite since I came to coach here, just because I knew it was a very strong invite and it was going to be teams that we don't normally see. And so I had told our AD, because he had also known a couple of schools from around here that had been going down there, and they had reached out last spring saying that they had an opening. And I said, whatever we need to do to get into that tournament, we need to do it because it's a great opportunity for our kids to be able to see high-level volleyball. And so I joked around a couple of weeks ago that, you know, it would be really interesting if we got matched up against McCook when we went down there. And so when it came out and it was showing that we were in pool play with them, I joked around with a few of the parents. I said I felt awful. I felt like a traitor a little bit having to coach against my former school. You know, I went to school there and watching film where it was in the McCook gym trying to scout them ahead of time. I said I felt a little bad doing that because, like, even when I left McCook years ago, I always kept up with the volleyball program because I wanted to see how they were doing. And so I was really excited to be able to see them because they were having a successful season. And, you know, we had a great match against them. We jumped out on top of them right from the beginning in the first set, and we were able to finish that set. In the second set, they came alive a little bit and they were able to play with us. And so it was a much, much closer set, but it was good to see them being successful. And, you know, I talked to a couple of the parents afterwards, and when you looked at both teams on each side of the net, both teams were having fun. It was competitive, and both teams were smiling and having a good time. And so that's ultimately the goal. As a volleyball coach, is you want your girls to compete and you want your girls to enjoy it. So I talked to the McCook coaches afterwards and just told them, you know, to keep working, because it was great to see, you know, McCook volleyball headed in that direction.
Well, I know your all hopes, the hopes are to go back to a state tournament. You had a pretty good run there, 2 years ago, 35-6. That was, I'm sure, remember that team for a long time. Pretty special team, wasn't it?
It was. And so that was, we ended up the state runner up that year. We had to play Sioux Falls Christian in the championship match. And it could have gone either way. It was one of those where that fourth set was super tight, and any call that would have gone one way or the other, if it would have tilted our way just a little bit more, I think if we would have gotten that fourth set, then we would have been able to win the match, because it was probably one of the first times that Sioux Falls Christian had kind of been put in that situation before, where they really, really had to think about how they were going to compete against us. But, you know, our goal since the beginning of the season has been to get back to the state tournament again, and it's in Rapid City again, which is a really neat experience to have. We just have to make sure that we continue to win out the rest of the matches here, because, like I said, we've lost a few matches that we shouldn't have. You know, we look back at the Twin Cities invite this last weekend, and we dropped two matches to Kearney, and in the sets that were really tight with Kearney, we were up over Kearney and we were playing really well, and then we get to the point where we hit a rotation or two where our serve receive broke down, or our serving broke down, and we missed some serves at critical times and gave them the opportunity to finish it. And so, you know, we had a hard fought three set battle with Kearney in the first round of bracket play on Saturday, and again, it could have gone either way. It was a great match to watch. Then we had to turn around and play Ogallala, and again we jumped out on them 7-1 and then 10-2, and we were up 17-12. And we couldn't finish it, and we lost the first set 22-25. And then the second set was the same way, and we lost 23-25. And so those are the matches that you wish you could get back, but as well as, you know, you can't go back and take those away, but you have to learn from them. And so hopefully the girls recognize that the rest of these matches are super important, because we go by wild card points the same way that you guys do in Nebraska, which determines our seeding for our region. And then as well as we head into postseason play, it determines our seeding for SODAC 16 and for state. And so we've got to make sure we take care of these next six matches that we have left, because we've got to have wins for those so that we can stay the top team in our region, so that we can have a bye heading into the first round of regions, and then play one of the lower seeds to make it to the SODAC 16.
Finally, how are the Weber men doing these days?
They're doing great. So Kellen is down in Daytona Beach, Florida, doing his master's program at Embry-Riddle, which is an aeronautics and aerospace university that's down there. So I moved him down there the first part of August. And my husband just was on a work trip this last week, and so he flew down to see Kellen for the first time, because he didn't get an opportunity to go with me when I moved him down there. And Kellen's having all sorts of opportunities that are opening up to him, just because he's down in an area where he's closer to a lot of the space things that are going on. You have SpaceX, you have NASA, you have all of those things that are down there. And so he's in the process of working through some possibilities of him doing some research and getting some internships down there. And so he's enjoying it, and he's in a place where he's going to hopefully be able to get more involved in that space program parts that are going on, because that's ultimately what he wants to do. And then he and his girlfriend got engaged over the summer. So wow. This coming summer, the first weekend of August, we will be having a new daughter join our family. So we're extremely excited for that. But he'll get to fly home next week because they've got fall break. And so we're looking forward to seeing him and just excited to see what his future holds as well.
And I'm sure it never gets dull flying down to see him in Florida, is it? Never gets dull.
I'm sure not. I told him the other day when I talked to him, I said, you know, if you come back here next week and you are not tanned, I said, there's going to be some issues we have, because you have the beach that's right there. And because he's taking master's classes, he only has a couple of classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then so he is a graduate assistant teacher and teaches a couple of chem labs. for the chemistry teachers. And so I told him, I said, you have all of this free time. You should be at the beach. You should be outside enjoying the weather. And he kind of laughed about it because they've had a lot of the tropical storms and the hurricanes that have come through. So they've had a lot of rain and not a lot of sunshine. But yeah, he's got such a hard life to live in such an area right now where, you know, there's no snow, there's no wind. It's so...